Today's Gospel is from John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that will endure for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, that we may see it and believe in you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The word of the Lord. What must we do to perform the works of God? I suspect that everybody listening to me today has asked themselves that question. We believe, what must we do because of it? What does God want? And Jesus has a clear and simple answer. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. To believe in Jesus. See, that's a work. It's not just something happening in our head. It's something that happens with our hands, with our whole being, our whole body. If we believe in Jesus, then we do what Jesus did. And what did Jesus do? He did as his Father did before him. He fed people with bread, literally fed them, as a sign that he feeds them much more than that, and a sign of God's love. And he tells these people, "You ate the bread, but you didn't see the sign. You didn't get it. And you need to get it. And if you really believed, if you saw the sign, then you would feed others." Literally, feed others. To explain to them the love of God. To show them the love of God. That's what it would mean to believe in Jesus. To really see the signs. And if we did that, then we truly would never be hungry. We would never be thirsty. Because the love of God would well up in us in a way that would quench all of our thirst. If you feed people for the love of God, pour yourself out for them, you will know God's love. And that is a sure promise and today's challenging good news.